In some ways, it's already in place now because we've been given a grant of $25 million from the Commonwealth Government to work in close partnership with six regional TAFE institutes. And that's provided us with a very good platform. And that platform is about the joint delivery of University of Ballarat degree programs through the TAFE institutes. So it's not too far a move then to look at the delivery of vocational education and training programs through that partnership arrangement.
So this is being funded by the Commonwealth Government. How is the state going to get involved, if at all?
Well, the state is actually involved at the moment because additional to the funding we've got from the Commonwealth Government, the state have contributed to the present time about $3 million to the TAFE institutes, and that's to enable us to work with their staff to lift capacity and to put them through a graduate certificate program. And indeed, that's underway now and proving very successful.
Will there be any political upheaval from this announcement?
Well, I kind of take the view that this, in many ways, is a win-win situation. We've got a new environment now with respect to TAFE delivery in Victoria. And we are in a climate now where it's all about partnership and collaboration, and particularly, I think, in regional Victoria, because in many ways, by acting collectively with us partnering with TAFE institutes, I think we're able to deliver more effectively to the various communities and regions we serve around regional Victoria.
So how much of this has come about or been accelerated because of the cuts from the state government?
Yes, it has been certainly accelerated. It was always our view in due course that the partnership, which has been in place for a little while now, might be extended. And I think the decisions taken by the state in the budget in May have accelerated this. And to some extent, I think one of the good things that's come out of the adversity around the vet funding cuts has been looking for opportunities and to take advantage of those. And I think this is a unique opportunity for regional Victoria, where its public institutions actually come together for the public good.
How will the administration costs be be planned across the different TAFEs? Because I would understand the University of Ballarat would take the shoulder the burden of most of that, wouldn't they?
Yes, look, the proposal at the moment is that each of the institutions would come together to form an affiliation, a bit like in the airline industry with, say, the Star Alliance, where the collective good of a whole group of airlines come together, a bit like what we're proposing here in regional Victoria. But at the end of the day, the respective TAFE institutes and the university would maintain their autonomy. So they would be responsible for their finances, for their human resources, industrial relations, their capital assets and so on. But what we would do would be to come together to look at how we can meet collectively the needs of students from our various regions around Victoria.
So you're not necessarily going to pool all of your budgets?
No, not at all. In fact, it's too difficult because at the moment the TAFE institutes are the responsibility of the state government, where in fact the universities are in many ways a Commonwealth entity. So we don't want to blur too many boundaries there. But I think at the end of the day we should also look ahead and see the possibility that at some point in the future out of this might arise a regional university for Victoria.
So this may become some sort of super university?
It could indeed become that, but that certainly won't happen in the immediate future. But I think one of the things we pride ourselves on in regional Victoria is that we're visionaries and we've got our community at heart. And a regional university for Victoria, I think, is a long-term possibility. But let's not get carried too much away with the long-term. It's the short-term we're focusing on here.
Professor Battersby, just looking at the way it might work on the ground for those people who perhaps have seen their courses cut, which courses do you think, will be saved by this, and how do you see it being delivered?
It's slightly early to give you the complete list of courses, but for instance, in some of the areas of business, horticulture, agriculture, the racing industry and so on, individual institutes probably don't have a critical mass of students in some of those areas now, given the change of subsidies. But collectively, around the state, we could sort of garner and harness a much larger group of students. So that's the principle behind this. In terms of delivery, we're already pioneering some really innovative delivery mechanisms with the partnership with the TAFE institutes. And what it basically means is we don't want to dislocate students from their own region. So one or other of the TAFE institutes, for instance, may take a lead on racing courses. The others would contribute. They would use their campuses and to some extent their facilities, their IT infrastructure, to enable these programs to be delivered in local communities. So as far as the students are concerned, their paramount concern is they want to do a TAFE course in their own region, and what we're doing is harnessing the potential of the collective at large to deliver those programs.